producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh my, Charlie Sheen is now tired of paying millions of dollars to some of his concubines. And he's come out and said, hey, yeah, you know, I tested positive for HIV. At least that's what they tell me. Here's a guy that's been on Alex Jones' show, sees through 9/11, but somehow can't see through the lies that are being told about the whole issue of HIV and HIV tests. You know who does it better than anybody else? My good friend, our good friend, Liam Sheff. Who are you going to say?
James Bond.
James Bond as well. And Luke Skywalker.
No, nobody does it better.
Oh, that guy. That's right. Carly Simon sang that song. Liam, welcome.
It was about Roger Moore, of course.
Oh, yes. The Roger Moore years.
More Rogering. That's what we're going to talk about.
More Rogering. Listen, you did a great interview with Mike Adams for today's broadcast through National News Radio. Now it's called Talk Network, and Mike's doing a show every day as well, I believe, when there's news to be spread. And I was terrific. I think it's just another layer of the things you and I have been talking about for years. You've been obviously digging into for even more years. But honestly, when I realized the lies about HIV back in the 90s, it was because of, you know, my mentor in homeopathy looked at the world in a different way, looked at the terrain versus the germ, and said what they're saying doesn't make sense about a virus. And of course, I wasn't a virologist, he wasn't a virologist. Then we find out about Peter Duisberg, and we go through that and go, there are more questions than answers. And you started looking into this and going, dude, they are so messed up, but boy, they're making a lot of money doing it.
Yes. Was there a question in there?
No, I just want to set the stage.
I'm just teasing you. I'm sorry.
By the way, it was good. Your interaction with Mike was great, and you just kind of laid it out, and you can hear the incredulity about some of these issues where you can't believe after all these years we still have to talk about it.
Yeah, I was like, really? I guess we'll trot this one out. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I'll start this personally.
Okay.
I got into this. My family is, you know, they're retrovirologists in my family. They're doctors, PhDs, MDs, et cetera, et cetera. So I grew up around this. And, my grandfather was pretty closely associated with that field of cancer retrovirology that spawned the AIDS demon.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been in my blood, you know, to make a blood metaphor, to talk about it or to read about it or to really make a critical analysis of it.
But that might be the only thing you can measure in your blood, actually.
Except mitochondrions.
Midichlorians, is that what it was? Mitochondrions?
Yeah, I don't know. Mitochondrians. That's how you get the force, according to George Lucas, but not according to J.J. Abrams.
Anyway, we're going to find out about that.
Yeah, we're back to just the force being something anybody can. But the real reason I got into it is, of course, because I'm interested in two things, religion and sex. Now, people have, since I wrote Official Stories, have focused to some degree on oil, food. We did the Weston Price versus the raw vegan, you know, controversy.
That was the most controversial of almost anything we've ever done, talking about meat eaters versus vegetarians. And boy, oh boy, I didn't know World War X would ensue.
Yeah, well, and our point of view is, well, mine was anyway, eat low on the food chain. You vegans are going to have to give up your holy crucible, and so are you Weston Ray Pricers, because you're not going to be slaughtering enough cattle for 320 million people in a low-energy environment. It's just not going to work. And I remember the feedback was so hateful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was wild.
But for both sides, wasn't it? I mean, the thing is, like we've had people like, I remember Alex Jamison, you know, sweetheart, really. And she was a vegan author and such. And at a certain point, her health turned and she went back to eating some meat, right? And she did well on it. She got better. But, boy, the hate that she got from her crowd, it wasn't. Again, where's the compassion? Where's the love? You ask that facetiously,
Well, I got it. No, I got it. The worst I got was from some of the Western, some of the entrenched Western pricers. But in time, even our friend Charles Weber, who was a chapter leader, said, you know, they're saying, yeah, I think there was too much emphasis on exactly the stuff we were saying. So, in short, I'm always right. Anyway, let's...
okay.
All right, so let's move forward. Yes. After a while, you'll realize it. And it's hard to realize. I admit when I'm wrong, which is often. About other things, but not this. So, let's talk about... So then
are we back to Charlie Sheen yet?
No, we will, but I always talked about sex, and I talked about the HPV thing, and you know, people really loved me when I had these insights into how the government was manipulating you about sex fears to injecting your children with poison. They're like, how did you figure that out? That's the way my mind works. I see the false religions everywhere, and to me, and this is where I get a little in trouble, they're all false, they're all stories.
Listen, everybody's got a dogma that they hold near and dear, and the thing is, they'll agree when you point out this dogma that they go, that's not my dogma, so you're right on that, but if it comes to their own, self-reflecting is not something that, I understand that, and for me, it's difficult, because I know there are people that have attachments to certain things, and heck, I think we're all human, we'll find something that we're attached to at one point, and we'll be challenged about it. But like if we look at 9/11, they go, oh, of course, that's a conspiracy of some kind. Even the commission report admits that. We talk about the cures for cancer that exist. Of course, we've been lied to about that. And you know, I grew up, and my awakening was through my health, and it drove me into a deeper understanding of spirituality from my Jewish upbringing to you know, pragmatic and practical things. How do these things apply? And you know, I got most of my learning through my own body, what worked, what didn't, you know, and that, what does that mean? It means I had to observe and learn from nature, the natural world around me. How does nature do it? And try to mimic it the best way I can.
Okay. So I've always talked about sex and I've always talked about religion, but the first one I publicly really talked about was AIDS. Hmm. I thought the thing was dead, you know, so they finally have a new whipping boy and poster boy. Now we have a guy who's trying to come on the show. Is it Bobby? What's his name? Is it?
Oh yeah, I don't know when we can coordinate. Maybe next week we can get him on.
Yeah, well, we have to get this fellow, and he was diagnosed HIV positive. He was on the drugs for years, nearly killed him, and now he's growing food and doing all this natural health stuff, and he's writing us trying to get on the show, and I'm saying yes, we'll have you on the show, but everybody's moving around and the schedule is hard, but that's not the kind of, you'd think the AIDS establishment would be happy that somebody that they tried to kill with a false diagnosis, and they're all false diagnoses, mm-hmm. is doing better and growing food. Of course, they don't care about that because the AIDS industry really gets its, and you wonder why I was talking about religions or old world religions or if I could say those that came out of herding cultures and desert tribes a long, long time ago that are full of prescriptions against. There are always these prescriptions against.
Prohibitions.
Prohibitions against, prescriptions against doing anything that doesn't favor sort of ownership. And it's not even, people call it patriarchy, but if it doesn't really favor men unless you want to be a pretty brutal man and own people. So this is these are these very old world prescriptions against, and there are rules of them. I can't quite think of a name. Is it 10 suggestions, I think, was one of them had the 10 suggestions.
The 10 suggestions. Mel Brooks, was it Mel Brooks that came down from the mountain, or was it someone else that dropped one of them? There were 15
the
and then went down to 10.
Yes.
Okay, 10 commandments, right? No, I said
suggestions.
It. Suggestions.
15 suggestions, okay. 10 suggestions, and a lot of them involve how you conduct your sex life. So this is the old, old ancient world. And people glom onto this and they think it's true. Now the science people think that they're beyond religion. They think that they graduated from religious school and it's all hooey and they don't need it anymore. Well, guess what they do? They reinvoke some of those 10 suggestions, but they doctor them and they say, your 12-year-old daughter must secretly be a prostitute. You know what I was about to say.
Yeah.
And And that's why we have to give her a vaccine against a disease that's not caused by the virus that that only 50-60-year-old prostitutes get, the HPV. So now I know a couple of people are writing, I have HPV. I understand what you're saying, more than prostitutes, but can get this. But the people who develop cervical cancer over a long period of time, they generally study groups of drug users and prostitutes, which is why I'm saying that.
Well, and on this show, we've done a number of shows on them. I've had Professor Duesberg on again, mentioning him, talking about the fallacy that they can make the claim and then be definitive that HPV causes, much less has anything to do with cervical cancer 20, 30 years down the road. And so that's not new for our show, of course, but still it's a stunning, shocking statement for the general public.
But my point is that this is an old religious totem. They're managing your fear about sex, and they give you the fear about sex. Now, I'm not saying there aren't STDs. There are STDs, and you know them because they show up where you earned them.
Well, and you spoke very directly with Mike Adams on, right here on Talk Network, and you can listen to it four part, and you put it up on YouTube, a great interview with you. So you weren't shying away from anything. I mean, you laid it out. Said this was the problem among those subpopulations, the gay men of the 70s, 80s, and what happened with AZT introduced, but yeah, again, we're going to come back to Charlie Sheen in
right.
a little
so
while, but you're laying the phase here.
Yeah, well, the groundwork is that this is more of a religion, and it has to do with our intense cultural fear of sex and our intense adoration of some very old prescriptions against sex that don't really have to do with the way we are as a species. So we like to demonize sex. It's understood in polite culture that serious people don't talk about sex. To talk about sex means that you're probably a little bit of a scoundrel, maybe a tiny bit of a lowlife. So, people say, Liam, we really loved you. You used to talk so eloquently about, well, what was it, AIDS and stuff? So you used to talk about, well, I guess it was sex, but now you're talking about sex and religion. I was always talking about sex and religion. The sex and religion of AIDS is that you have a sexual experience, and 20 years later to 30 or 40, maybe 50, we're not really sure, you suddenly get sick and then you die within 6 months. So we have to put you on drugs that cost $15,000 to $20,000 a year that kill you in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, what are you going to say about that? Listen, I wanted to let everybody know that Liam and I have discussed this many times on the air together. In fact, you can Google Liam Sheff, Robert Scott Bell, HIV, AIDS. You will see a lot of vitriol, but you'll also see links to audio clips and YouTubes of our discussions that went, no pun intended, viral, because, the mainstream media would not discuss it as adults.
And they won't now.
And they still won't,
Charlie
right.
is tilting toward oblivion, and now back to the topic of the show. Charlie Sheen. So when we come back from the break, or do you want to start now?
Let's take a break. Good on you, Liam. You're just plugged into time better than Super Don is sometimes. Very impressive. Very impressive. All right, we're going to talk Charlie Sheen. What has happened to him? If he's not HIV positive, as he even claims, what is he and why? Wow, what an existential question on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more to go. RobertScottBell.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I know most people are probably not panicking because Charlie, well, maybe, no. Does anybody know Charlie Sheen that well? he came out and said, hey, I'm positive, probably because he was tired of paying the millions of dollars that he was being, is the word blackmail that they use? I will tell everybody unless you pay me money. Mm. But why doesn't he know? Why doesn't he see through? And in the interview you gave with Mike Adams, again, available on Talk Network as well, you went through that as well. You explained what the HIV test is and what it isn't, but perhaps we do need to review for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, especially the new ones. We got new ones coming up all the time.
Okay. Well, let's talk about HIV testing. Let's talk about Charlie Sheen. He was one of the Brat Pack of the 80s. He is called a bad boy. He was given a show that highlighted his particular charms called Two and a Half Men with some kid and John Cryer, and it was a funny show. I used to watch it with Helen, my partner, and we would just sit and watch, and I was, reviewing all this crazy AIDS stuff where they blame one incident of sex for killing somebody 20, 30, 40 years later. They have no model, they have no technique, they have no science, and they have no tests, but they were sure that they were right, and anybody who disagreed with them was essentially, a Holocaust denier. So that was their insane rhetoric and logic. You weren't able to have a discussion about it because they're pathological narcissists. So And they're in extraordinary panic and control mode over there in AIDS land, the same as they are in cancer land. You know, when Ty Bollinger comes up and says, actually, you could do 20 different things in the thing you're doing, they get into this fundamentalist mode. No. You're evil. You're lying to people. You're killing people.
Or you're delusional, or you're giving people false hope. I mean, all of these.
Oh, yeah. But really, you're killing people, because the only thing that can help is radiation injected into your skull, plus petrochemicals, you know, dosed directly into your body through wounds that we make. So, you know, that, right. So you're delusional if you don't think that's true. And by the way, throw us your children so we can put aluminum into them. Okay. So that's the medical establishment that we live with,
right?
As everybody knows who listens to this show. So Charlie Sheen was celebrated on the show for having as many indiscriminate, I should say, play partners, sexual partners. And I know that only degenerates and non-serious people talk about sex. You just have to forgive us for this show. But he would have as many sex partners as the show could write in, and it was funny because he would get into all sorts of trouble. You know, he hanging out of windows, or too many people in his bed, and, you know, making people stay in the shower while one.
They really wrote it for him, for his real funny personality. Yeah,
and it was funny. And he's not a great actor, but it was funny. His dry, you know, flat delivery just worked. And we watched, and I said, if this was about a black man in, you know, he would, the whole black community would be going, oh my God, this is not appropriate. It's a high risk population. And I said, because he's who he is, he's not a risk population, because he's a Hollywood actor, because he's wealthy. These are the people who don't get tested. Well, it's 10 years later, you know, or 7 years later, and apparently having sex with, what is his estimation? I don't know, thousands.
It's got to be thousands.
Thousands of let's just say, wonderful girls who he met through.
Because he's Charlie Sheen, whatever.
Seems to attract drug addicted strippers, but that's just an opinion of mine. Seems to attract that. And I'm not knocking the guy for having an interesting life, but he seemed to have so much that it was inevitable that somebody who he was with was going to go, oh, I have to go get tested, which probably forced him to go get tested. Now we can talk about the testing. So we've revealed that his life has probably been a little bit like the life of his character on TV, filled with excitement and maybe a little bit too many people passing through.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the inevitability of, let's say, having that kind of life leads to, like, what we call the real sexually transmitted diseases. And, of course, that leads to what? Utilization of petrochemicals, antibiotics, etc. And, of course, other things that tie into an explanation of what may have triggered the so-called positivity, if it even means anything, which we're going to get into after this break in a moment. But, you know, you live a life like that. You know that Charlie Sheen not only dated women who took a lot of drugs, but took a lot of drugs himself, I think, admittedly. And we know what happens when you take a lot of drugs, and this could be street variety, but it could also be the pharmaceutical variety. Any or all of them can suppress immunity and make you susceptible to any and all kinds of inflammatory cascades within the body because of what? The gut. The damage to the gut. And when we come back with Liam Sheff, we're going to talk more about that and what really has happened to Charlie Sheen, and could this be the thing that blows the AIDS construct out of the water once and for all, or is it just going to be business as usual? We'll find out when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ah!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, we thought we were done with having to do shows about HIV tests, but then along comes Charlie Sheen. I guess it was inevitable, Liam. The idea that it has caused the so-called AIDS immune collapse, immune deficiency, which we never have doubted is being anything but real, that is immune collapse or immune deficiency, that is real. That's never been in doubt. But what is in doubt and what should be in doubt in everybody's minds, because it has never been well, proven wouldn't even be the right word to say here, but it's just so ludicrous to claim that a slow-moving virus that can't be detected and we can never find it in your blood, even though we know it's killing you somehow, we're not sure how, but if you take this test, we can be sure you're going to die eventually, so take these drugs, and for sure you'll be okay. But then again, the drugs on the inserts that tell you that all of the side effects mimic the exact disease that they don't want you to get. I got to stop here, Liam, but you got to take over.
Right, well, you know, the medical establishment doesn't care. Like, my joke about the AIDS establishment is you could walk into an AIDS doctor and have a 4-foot plank board, like, dragging behind you, stuck through with a rusty railroad nail spike going through your foot, right? And you have gangrene, and you're dragging your foot, and the blood is coagulated and dry and festering and rotting, and the doctor goes, let's do an ELISA test. And then we'll run a PCR. Doc, what about my foot? It seems to be a secondary AIDS-related railroad spike in the foot. nothing that matters, nothing that happens in your life matters to an AIDS doctor. Yeah. Doctor, I knew that because when I was really studying this stuff, excuse me, I remember the number of deaths, and I'm not making light of death, but the number of deaths that were recorded for AIDS in Massachusetts when I was trying to read the numbers, which were, you know, strikingly low for a killer sex virus, included suicides and car accidents. Like,
right, that was an AIDS-related disease or mortality.
AIDS-related diseases, yeah. So they're not trying to build up their numbers through artificial means. Okay, so they're just a bunch of, you know, they're hideous, hideous, hideous liars. There's nothing else to call them but liars, lying liars, as Ty says, lying liars. So where do they lie? They lie in the test area, and that's how they get you. They get you because you're what one AIDS researcher called the worried well. You know, I remember reading these papers by Daniel Sheehan, and he wrote this brilliant paper totally exposing the AIDS fraud for what it is, but he was inside the thing, and he was saying that the AIDS thing is exactly like the old Catholic confessional. You go in and you need absolution for something, because it's testing is bad, and because it's really impossible to know when somebody's with much certainty what these tests mean, people just keep coming back and coming back. And he's still inside the bubble, but he doesn't quite get it, but he's saying it.
But instead of a wafer, they're given a pill, an AZT pill.
Right. Instead of the wafer. Well, what you hope for is absolution so you can go back to your life. But the only people who really go in for HIV testing are people who are very, very anxious about their sex life. And it's easy in America to be anxious about your sex life because, as I said before, we have certain very old world proscriptions against talking about it, we consider it inappropriate to talk about the thing that brought us all here, a.k.a. sex. And yet we celebrated at every turn on every television show with every Mickey Mouse kateer, you know, growing up, we just get, you know, ready for her to have her fall, her Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears fall into adultdom when we can picture them half naked on Esquire. So we're a very confusing and confused culture when it comes to talking about this stuff. So they get people who live in this matrix or nexus of, you know, People Magazine, OK Magazine, everybody's a prostitute, everybody's slutty, everybody's cheating, and then we're supposed to all go home to our nucleated families and not think about anything. Then we turn on HBO, and then there's this all nudity, and then we turn on Netflix, and there's all this sex and nudity, and then we go, oh my God. Then we get worried, and we go to the HIV test clinic, right? Because maybe we kiss somebody we shouldn't have, or maybe we get worried about something. And then they ask us, and this is how testing works, they ask us, are you in a high-risk group? And you go, what does that mean? And you go, well, you're not, you know, are you African-American? Well, no. Okay, are you a male homosexual? Well, you're not in a high-risk group. Do you do IV drugs? No, you're not in a high-risk group. We really shouldn't test you.
But
and that's what they say.
But, the pharmaceutical way of life, which is not, is what drives. I mean, Peter Duisberg said it was drugs, right? Although I think he was primarily talking about street drugs at the time, you know, the amyl nitrate, the poppers.
He was wrong in some ways.
Yeah. But, you know, we've added to the body of knowledge by talking about the destruction of the gut and the liver by anything and everything. And that, of course, includes the drugs used to treat the real sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, these kinds of things.
So the things that you use to treat. So let's say you're living a Charlie Sheen-ish lifestyle and you have the occasional flare-up of something, and you go in and you knock it back, and you're already taking street drugs, you knock it back with these gut bombs, broad-spectrum tetracycline, antibiotics, amoxicillin, penicillin. You kill the villi, the microflora, you kill the microbiome. Now science agrees, medical science now agrees, whatever that means to you, that the immune system is housed in the gut. They used to think it was in the blood or the thymus gland, something, but it's in the gut. You signal the creation of T and B cells in your gut. If you have a porous gut, you leak directly into your blood, and candida, all kinds of fungal infections, cascading reactions, intense, sort of these intense inflammatory feedback loops just start, and your whole body's inflamed. You have all of the diseases that the vaccine damaged adults now have from the same thing. So now, frankly, almost everybody, I mean, so many people in America have something that looks a little bit like AIDS, you know? All the lupuses and fibromyalgia and all of this stuff looks like mystery diseases caused by damaged gut.
Well, if you make the definition so broad and vague, you can put anybody you want based on the questionnaire. And that's the thing that I think I want to come back to. And you talked about it with Mike Adams very well as well, that it isn't about a definitive test that only has a mistaken read once out of every million. I mean, literally every one of the results is not, I would even use the word accurate, because there's no standard. And then, of course, the questionnaire is what determines whether a positive is a positive versus a false positive or a false negative.
So we got Charlie Sheen, who has lived a very high life and enjoyed himself in no uncertain terms. And now he's going to have to pay the piper, and they're going to just murder and crucify him. And I it's likely that he'll be dead in a few years just from the stress of the lawsuits, or he'll have to swallow AZT, or he won't swallow it, and he'll, continue to defy people and live. But I know those are two different scenarios, but in order to live, he would have to not take the drugs, and he would have to clean up his damnable lifestyle. And I don't mean having some enjoyable sex now and then. I mean take care of his gut.
Right, yeah. I mean, so you do things that destroy the physiological integrity, the skeletal and muscular, all of that, the connective tissue integrity, you're asking for trouble. And listen, we know folks who have gotten the HIV positive response test and that were supposedly in the group, that so they were convinced, and they're alive today, 20, 25. Years later.
30, 40
years later now.
What, 80, 90, yeah. 0.
Because they rejected it. In fact, I know certain folks that have gone a completely different lifestyle. You mentioned one earlier we're hoping to interview soon, that just said, screw the drugs, I'm going to grow food, I'm going to eat well, I'm going to heal the gut. And the point is, in Africa, people have been dying from tuberculosis, from diarrheal diseases, from malnutrition for centuries. And they're still dying from it. That just, they redefined it for a pharmaceutical purpose in the 20th century. And what's the point of having that diagnosis except that, well, it means money for a particular industry?
If a prescription to one of the five drugs that you have to take is $15,000 a year, what more do you have to say? I mean, AIDS is cancer for a lifetime. You get to you get to charge people cancer fees for a lifetime.
Yeah, because it's never cured, right? You have to be on them forever.
No, it can never be cured. Of course not. Of course it can never be cured. No, they trot out these stunts every once in a while. Like, hey, we'll do a bone marrow transplant, and that should cure. Oh, sorry, it didn't work.
Oh, the HIV vaccine, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that they don't talk about that anymore, do they?
Yeah, no.
They don't talk about that anymore. And they certainly don't mention the OMSJ, Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, which I think had to shutter itself temporarily or for now. But they had 60 or 70 cases in which people were accused of spreading HIV. They simply took the data and medical literature on testing. And the data and medical literature on testing says there's no such thing as an HIV test. These things are not standardized. They refer to each other as standards, and none of them are standards. None of them were cloned or built out of any particular particle. They're nonspecific proteins giving nonspecific reactions that are interpreted for specific groups. So if you're gay and black enough, we like you for this disease diagnosis, this designation. Same symptoms, different group. I'm sorry, you have, chronic fatigue syndrome.
Right, it's chronic fatigue in you. The OMSJ, I mean, that's why Charlie Sheen could read up on that, and he'd know he could beat back even these civil suits based on the fact that there's no evidence that the test is real.
He could. Yeah. He could. And he'll still have lawsuits and say that he was careless and he knew his fake status. But if he could contact the Clark Baker and the OMSJ, or if Martin Sheen, mm-hmm. who's I think slightly more sober, could
his dad basically,
or if Emilio Estevez,
right? Yes,
or
yes.
if Ali Sheedy or any of the other Breakfast.
What would Denise Richards, his former wife, he's a child with, I think.
Yes, could contact the OMSJ and say, wait a second, maybe Charlie's a total douche face, but. But we don't want, you know, hundreds of people to die taking AZT, so we're going to go and actually put the test, this so-called designation on trial, which has failed in court, what, 5 dozen times?
So, yeah, if you put the test on trial, the test fails. So, you again, the 60, 70 plus cases, I don't think they lost a case, the OMSJ, going in through military tribunals, basically. With soldiers that they claimed were of positive status and that had unprotected sex and didn't let their partner know. And in every case, it was dismissed because they couldn't find validity to the test. So
right.
if there's no valid test, what are we dealing with again? We've asked that question before.
Right, and we've been describing it loosely. It's in Chapter 6, my book, Official Stories. Please support independent journalism. You can find that on Amazon.com. And I explain at least my long-observed view that's part of other people's long-observed view that incorporates actual medical literature rather than fantasies about people touching monkeys 100 years ago, which is where the AIDS industry now lives. They actually say somewhere in the 1800s this must have traveled across. They're so crazy. Their stories are so fableful, you know, fabulous, truly full of fables, that you don't know where to begin. It's just a foobar, a cluster bomb. You know,
sure,
you can never find your way out.
You want to control human beings, control them through fear, through emotions, and
fear of sex.
We talk about in an Eastern perspective, if you grab a hold of their lower chakras, that's, you know, a lot of the energy center, the root chakra coming up through the earth. You got them, and that's the way they played it. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap it up. I don't know if I want to call this the Charlie Sheen edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but it's a good discussion.
Winning.
We are definitely winning. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Liam Sheff and his wonderful book, Official Stories, which is awesome, and many other works that he puts out there and continues to work on. I want to say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, but all I'm going to have you do is say thanks by going there. You see banners in there. Click on it. Most of the things we do, pretty much everything, modulates your immune system, enhances it, strengthens it, restores your gut, all the things we do to heal it. We don't even have to name the disease. You just recover integrity to function in the system, and then you're okay. You're good to go. Now, Liam, what are we going to do here? What's the takeaway? What's the word? What are we going to put out to our Hollywood celebrity friends?
Oh, well.
Because there's so many of them.
Yes. If AIDS were actually a sex disease, you know that game, the 76 degrees of Kevin Bacon? That
everybody's related to Kevin Bacon by a six degrees,
right? Everybody's been in a movie with somebody who's been in a movie with somebody who's been in a movie with, right, with Kevin Bacon. So. Or everybody met somebody who, and I don't know how the thing began, but I guess Kevin Bacon's been in a lot of movies, and so is everybody in Hollywood, but it's fun with him. I don't know why he's likable, affable, sexy, all that kind of stuff. So we like Kevin Bacon. He's funny. And if you think, well, Will Smith has never been in a movie with Kevin Bacon. No, but Will Smith's been, well, maybe he has, but Will Smith's been in a movie with somebody who's been in a movie with somebody. And aha, 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon, right?
Right.
3 degrees.
So can we do that?
We can play 6 degrees
of Charlie Sheen. There you go. All right.
Hollywood, everybody, I guarantee you can connect George Clooney
to Charlie Sheen somehow. Yes.
No, through their mutual sex lives, because they both. I'm just making a hypothetical suggestion.
No, that's not a far-fetched hypothetical, actually.
I know that we could probably connect. I'm certainly sure that we can connect anybody in the Brat Pack, anybody in who was ever. We can connect so many people through, if we extend it through 6 levels of partnership with Charlie Sheen, then I think Hollywood West LA, mm-hmm. Brentwood, Westwood. These are now ground zero for AIDS.
The breakfast club is toast.
This is all AIDS. Oh. Yes, it's now Durban, South Africa. We're in South Africa now. I'm sure Hollywood will all just be dropping dead of AIDS at any minute. So the most important thing that all of the AIDS police, the people who don't want to be arrested by the AIDS police for, you know, not having done anything wrong, should do is go read up about HIV testing. Go read about it. It's there on ReduceTheBurden.org. It's there on the Alberta Reappraising AIDS Society, ARAS. Just look up Alberta Reappraising AIDS Society. Look up HIV testing is fraudulent. Read Chapter 6 of my book, Official Stories. Read Henry Bauer's paper, HIV, published in a peer-reviewed journal for you people who think that means something. HIV tests are not HIV tests. You can read... you can read the papers that were published in the British magazine by, I can't quite remember, his name just escapes me, called the Circular Reasoning of HIV Tests, lovely, Neville Hodgkinson, a lovely, lovely guy writing really good, doing really good work. This stuff has been covered and covered and covered. Joan Shenton covered it for years. It's been repeatedly released in the media. You can do the reading yourself. And then you can contact Clark Baker of the OMSJ and see if you can rouse that legal team.
Yes.
With all those Hollywood dollars.
Well, I mean, listen, the red ribbons, you know, are hard to let go of. Everybody wants a cause. And Bono is lost in red ribbons. He's drowning in red ribbons. I don't think he can reach that guy. So OMSJ.org, great site.
He's Irish Catholic.
Yeah. He's replenished his guilt in that realm.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. So, again, how many times have we done this over the years? I mean, dozens have we not discussed this.
Dozens.
And I guess it has to come back every once in a while. As long as they keep the construct going, someone else is going to come to light. This is going to happen. And then, of course, we get to talk about it again. And I think it's okay to do so because we do have a growing listenership around the world. And they need to hear and see, like you said, official stories there to protect the officials. In this case, the pharmaceutical officials, the other officials. There are so many associated with this. But it's hard to deconstruct something that is so emotionally woven into your DNA now, as it was attempted to be put into ours in our younger years. And we had to break free of it when we started seeing these realities that defied the so-called lack of logic that they are applying within HIV testing methodologies that don't even exist.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So
all I can do is say huzzah. I agree. And that suggestion I made, I sincerely mean. To everybody within 6 degrees of Charlie Sheen out there in Hollywood land, you better stop doing Kabbalah or whatever Pilates yoga thing you're doing this week, and you better start reading about the fraud of HIV testing. All of Hollywood should be abuzz with reading about the fraud of HIV testing.
And then we can get back to healing people, and that is by focusing on what really went wrong. And look to the gut, look to the liver. That's the starting point. That's what we do here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Liam Sheff, my friend, thank you so much for being here.
Namaste. Thank you.
Yeah, the power to heal and not get tested for a phony, I won't even go there. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.